今天是很能跟大家接法缘或者是学习讲。我今天想要再回到我们今天听的楞严咒句，然后呢再
第一百
再复习一下然后呢再讲一点点感想。So, Venerable Master, good Dharma Masters and friends of the Dharma, today is Hanin's turn to practice speaking. And I'd like to review a little bit on the verses that we heard and share a few thoughts or highlights. So, go back to line 186, Good Fandu. I'll start with Chinese. 186句觉梵读，诸佛世尊大慈悲，方便全轮回，舍邪归正，恒精进，使之来者之可追。这里我就注意到，佛的大慈悲不见众生过，他会原谅所有的众生，这个是我们都可以学习的。因为我们常常就会看到别人的过错，然后让我们自己很苦恼，然后呢很难可以原谅。那佛菩萨就是方便全巧度轮回，度众生度过这个轮回，让他们舍邪归正，很精进。所以呢，我们可以想到我们自己开始学佛，我们像从没有守戒律，什么都不懂，慢慢的可以舍掉这些。然后呢走正道，这个是个很大的改变。那虽然可能大家不同的时候开始有这个改变，这个是很重要的一个时刻在我们的生命里面，因为呢我们是改方向，所以不管你多早或多晚改这个方向，只要你改了方向， 往正的方向走，就一定会达到目的地，就是佛国。所以呢说使之来者之可追，这个就是给我们很大的信心，因为我们就知道虽然说过去可能做了很多糊涂的事情，也犯了很多规矩，犯了很多不懂的我们还不懂戒律，就犯了很多造了很多业，但是我们知道未来我们可以改变，我们可以改变我们的命，然后呢可以还可以追到，就是可以修成佛。So the first verse, 觉梵读 saying that all Buddha's world honored ones have great compassion. That mostly was saying that they don't see the faults of living beings. As opposed to most of us, we can see everyone else's faults but our own.And they will forgive all living beings as long as they change. So we find it hard usually to forgive people who have hurt us or that we perceive have hurt us or have insulted us or have mistreated us and so forth. And the Buddhas are very different, so we need to look into how the Buddhas are able to do this and not be affected and able to...forgive all beings for their faults. With expedient provisional means, they save beings from the turning wheel. They bring them from birth and death to nirvana, so that living beings can cast aside the deviant, return to the proper, and always be vigorous. So we can think about when we first cast aside the kind of lifestyle we had before we understood any dharma, which...we were probably not following the precepts. Unless you were born into a Buddhist family and you were lucky enough to be from birth to be following the precepts because of the environment you were in. But for myself, certainly, it was not that way. But living beings, they can certainly give up having gone astray, strayed off the path, no matter how far and for how long.You can always change direction and go in the right direction. And then it doesn't really matter when that happens. The important thing is that you make that turn And then from there on, you are vigorous. Because then you realize and you have the faith, the confidence that you can change the future. No matter how bad it was in the past, you can change the future and have a chance to make to change your destiny and to reach the goal of Buddhahood. The second, dear Ju, so Shuo, Into Nam Momoshe, Ink, Zen Ming Woso Wei, Guang Yin Kong Guan, Nan Zai Zui, Tong Zi Jing Sen, Shu Sen Dao, Ke Jun Jie Lu So Ching Gui. So, in the, Sang Ren Si Jiang Shuo, 诸佛他们看到我们做好的事情的时候，他们就是会印证；那看到我们做不好的事情，他们就会叹息。他们都是像我们的父母亲，希望我们往好的去做。那重要的就是我们转了方向，我们发了菩提心，我们就不要懈怠，要很谨慎的去守戒律，这样子我们就慢慢从我们的 这种染污的习气可以改成清净。So the second verse, Into Na Momoshe, a seal of approval certifies what I do. Time once wasted is hard to get back again. From now on, I shall certainly cultivate the sagely way, respectfully follow precepts and guard the pure rules. So the Buddhas, like our parents, will approve and be happy when we do good, and they will lament it when we slack off or retreat. So it's important, once we know that we can change for the future and we return to the proper road, that we carefully follow the precepts so that we can shed all the defiled habits and return to purity. 接下来188句，这里面 上人讲到这个无心，就是安这个字，然后呢，念这个字的时候，鬼神都要合掌，因为这个像一个命令，一个诏书，皇帝的诏书。但是呢，如果没有功德的话，那念什么都没有 效用，所以我们在修行一定要注重道德，还有慈悲喜舍，要不然念什么咒都不会有用，都没有用。然后呢，毗卢遮那佛他用白毫相光来讲法。 这个可以让那个聋的、盲的跟愚痴的都可以醒过来，然后呢走向菩提。所以这个是讲到佛讲法的这种妙的地方。So in line 188, it's talking about how the line 无心 actually means And this syllable is very efficacious because when ghosts and spirits hear it, they will put their palms together. It's like an imperial command, and they have to follow it. However, Shifu emphasized that it has to be recited by somebody who has merit and virtue. If someone who doesn't have merit and virtue recites it, it will backfire, and you may use, if you're trying to use the mantra to control the ghosts and spirits, but you don't have merit, then it will cause a lot of calamities. So it's really important to emphasize merit and virtue and morals in cultivation, as well as kindness, compassion, joy, and equanimity. Otherwise, the mantras will not work. And this verse also talks about how Vairochana, the Dharma body Buddha, can startle awake those who are deaf, blind, and foolish, so that they go towards Bodhi. He speaks Dharma through his white hair mark light, which has all different kinds of inconceivable sounds. So, and then in line 189, Lisa Jena, the Venerable Master it gives a little commentary, which is published in the English but not in the Chinese. So I thought it was worth reviewing. He was saying that if you understand the principles in the Sharangma mantra, it's easy to bring forth the Bodhi mind and deep faith. And that's why he wrote these four-line verses, so that each person will be able to understand the general meaning of each line of the mantra, and then they will be able to recite and uphold the lines and gain wisdom that interacts with samadhi. So, 下一行的189, 这里面上面的开始有讲到说, 我们念楞严咒, 如果可以了解里面的道理的话, 那就很容易可以发菩提心, 然后呢生信, 还有生信心, 所以呢上人才写这些四句偈, 希望大家可以知道每一行的意思, 每一句咒的意思, 然后呢, 这样子就可以去受持, 所以就可以得到, 定跟慧的相应. So, I think I'm not going to review further because I want to say some other things. Today is the actual day of Ulambana, and as we probably all know, Ulambana means those who are hanging upside down, liberating those who are hanging upside down, especially those who are as if hanging upside down because they are in great suffering, maybe in the ghostly or the three evil realms. So, and in particular, this dharma was started by Mahamalgaya Yayana to save his mother from the hungry ghosts, from being a hungry ghost. And it has the efficacy to connect us with our parents from seven lives, this life and then lives in the past. So it really helps us to imagine, you know, that connection, because I'm sure we don't, or at least I don't remember my parents from past lives, but this is a really deep filiality to be able to think of them and how they must have given life to us and toiled to raise us. So, and if they are in suffering, then we hope that they can be liberated from the suffering. And then on a more near level, perhaps we have to think about ourselves. We have to, of course, liberate ourselves from suffering before we can do too much to help others. So are we suffering from afflictions? I find that many, a lot of people, we have afflictions that can be traced back to early childhood. And sometimes it takes a lot of processing before we can dig down and transform those afflictions into positive modes of thought. So I'll share one short story of a woman who's a psychologist that I heard her speak. She said when she was young, she was a very happy child until she was 11 years old. She was the only child, a girl. And then her baby brother was born when she was 11. And then all of a sudden, all the parents' and family's attention shifted to the brother, especially her mother's attention. And from that point onward, she felt she had this deep feeling that she just wasn't good enough because obviously she was not getting the attention that her brother was. And that stayed with her until her adult life, that she just wasn't good enough. But she had a coping strategy, which was she was going to try to be the best she could in terms of being the most obedient and finding other ways to get attention from her mother and other people in the future. So she then followed a very straight path of trying to please her parents and everyone else around her, not really out of truly wanting to please them, but just to fill this kind of lack in her heart. And then it was many years later that she found out that her mother, because after she had given birth to her, she had several miscarriages, and she had not been able to have a child until 11 years later, when she was already quite old. So that's why she was so overjoyed with finally having a child, that it seemed like she no longer cared as much for the girl. But in fact, it was not the case. Actually, the mother had suffered severe depression after and during those miscarriages. So that had affected her behavior and her attitude. It had affected the girl. But instead of the girl understanding all of this when she was a kid, it just caused her to feel, well, I'm really just not good enough. So being a psychologist, she was able to, and then later on to enter some spiritual practice, she was able to work with this and gradually understand herself and overcome it. And now she's very successful and helping others to do that too. So I think we can, for me, fortunately, I feel like my parents always gave me plenty of attention and love, and so I didn't have that particular problem. But somehow, maybe, I don't know why, I was always very, very shy. And when I first went to school, I didn't speak any English because I learned Chinese at home. And so maybe in the beginning, I just didn't speak for a while. But then later on, I seemed to be more carefree until the junior high years. I was very, very self-conscious again. And till I became an adult, I still felt very uncomfortable speaking in front of people. Translating for others is fine because I'm just translating. It's a kind of a mechanistic thing. But having to speak in front of others would make me freeze or just hide or so forth. And then I really look at myself honestly, it's because of my pride. I don't want to sound stupid or look stupid in front of people. So the other day I was reading timely teachings, Shifu's talks given during the Avatamsaka Sutra, and he was talking about his vow that he wanted to be the most stupid person. He wanted to give away all his wisdom until he was more stupid than anyone else. And so that gave me a lot of courage to not care if I look stupid. And then another secret that Shifu was saying in the timely teachings for translators. It was a discussion amongst his early disciples who were translating. And then finally he said, well, I'll tell you what the secret is to get the translation right. Just don't think, and it will come. So don't think too much. And the other thing that came through really strongly in that talk was Shifu was really trained everyone democratically, both to speak the Dharma and to to do all of the things that need to be done to propagate the Dharma. He really wanted everyone to go for it and not be shy, not be inhibited, not care about, you know, if they're qualified or not. So this is really different from in China. He kept emphasizing, in China, just one Dharma master speaks, everyone listens, nobody can give any feedback, and everyone says, oh, it's just wonderful. So, okay. Yeah. So first of all, I'm going to finish in English. Regarding ourselves and our afflictions, and especially our childhood images of ourselves that sometimes limit who we are, who we think we are, to be someone maybe weaker or unqualified or undeserving. I think this can be counteracted by the verse about the how we can change our future, change our destiny, because everything can be changed for the future. And as long as we know that we can become a Buddha, we have that potential. It's that precious pearl that was sewn into our clothing that we forgot about, but it's always there. We just need to uncover it. And then we have all of the precepts and all the practices to help us purify our minds, to set new patterns instead of those negative voices telling us we're not good enough or we're afraid or so forth. We can replace them with the positive, the vows for all living beings, like in the Pure Conduct chapter, the transferences, the repentance, and the mantras, and the names of Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. And that's how we can change all of this negative to positive, and then go towards the other shore. Okay, Shreena, 我现在再讲一点，今天是盂兰盆节，那我们都知道这个是节导旋的意思，导旋就是指受苦的众生，可能是我们过去世的父母，他们受的苦就好像倒挂在那里。 所以呢，这个让我们可以连接到我们的父母亲，还有我们过去世的父母亲，希望可以帮助他们。那当然，我们也可以，我们要帮助别人离苦，我们自己也要先离苦，离我们的烦恼。常常我们的烦恼可能 都是从小时候就形成了这些习惯、一些想法。所以我很快的分享一个故事。上个礼拜听到一个心理学家，他讲了他的故事。他说他在小时候都是很快乐的，他是唯一的小孩子。但是在11岁的时候，他的母亲生了一个儿子。那个时候，他整个世界就 颠倒了，因为大家都注意他的儿子，然后他母亲的爱好像都跑到他儿子，他的弟弟身上了，所以呢，他就开始觉得他自己不够好，他一定是自己缺了什么，所以他就不能得到他妈妈的爱，所以呢，他就开始用不同的方式来夺取他妈妈的注意，他就变成非常非常的乖，然后呢，非常非常的，反正在学校也 就很优秀等等，但是他的心里都还是不快乐，因为他心里还是有那个影子，那种念头说我不够好。但是呢，后来他长大，他妈妈其实他前几年才知道，他妈妈那个时候生了他以后，生了他自己本身以后，他又好几次的叫什么流产，然后呢？ 那个时候就是非常低潮，怎么说 ？depressed， 就是非常心情非常不好。所以呢，一直终于到11年后，他生了一个儿子，他就非常快乐。所以呢，他知道他了解他妈妈整这个状况以后，他就完全可以了解，其实不是他妈妈不爱他。 只是说他妈妈希望有第二个孩子，然后受了很多苦，为了生这个孩子，所以，但是那个时候他已经是个心理学家，他已经可以终于解决他这些早期就形成的烦恼。那我自己本身是从小就是很害羞，其实就是 青少年的时候很害羞，特别。然后呢，一直到大的时候，我自己就想，我是个很害羞的，我不敢在人家前面讲话。然后呢，如果实际看的话，就是因为我的面子，我爱面子，我不想要再讲出来的话，让大家觉得我很笨，或者是很不懂，或者是怎么样。然后呢，最近我在上人的开示里看到他发的愿， 说我愿意把我所有，我如果有任何，我有智慧的话，我布施给所有的人， 我希望做最御慈的，所以呢，我想有那种师父的愿力的话，我自己也可以有一点勇气，也笨也没有关系。然后呢，师父有另外一个秘密，他在讲给他的美国翻译的弟子，他说，最好的翻译就是你不要有任何念头，你不要想，那个对的翻译就会出来了。然后呢，我也就是很感动，上人训练大家很民主的，让大家要来练习讲法或者是翻译，反正就是要弘扬佛法、转法轮这些工作，他都是希望不管你懂多少，不管你有没有资格，他说每个人都可以，每个人都要做，这是上人希望四众弟子都可以训练出来做的。那我今天又是佛自治日，所以我们要反省，对不对？佛欢喜日，那就是生自治日，对不起。所以呢，我以前就是怕讲错，那今天就讲错了，那也没有关系，就是可以大家可以改正，所以呢，在今天可以反省一下，意味着我要反省的就是，我做我的早晚功课，非常不好，最近，所以呢，我希望可以改进，有时候是太累，有时候是懒惰，或者是怎么样，不知道。然后有时候我的念头也是有负面的，有时候讲话也是比较负面的，我都知道这是不好的，应该改进。然后呢，另外就是不是很愿意出来讲法，或者是练习讲法，但是我这个也希望会改进。那最后我讲说就是我们这些烦恼。让我们限制我们自己，觉得我们自己不够好，或者是我们自己不够资格，或者是怎么样，或者是害怕担心，这个都是因为我们忘了我们衣服里的这个明珠，就是我们的可以成佛的这个机会，这个潜能，如果我们记得我们都有佛性，我们都可以成佛，那我们都其实有无量的光明，智慧慈悲等等，所有的功德，佛的功德都原来就是我们可以有的，所以我们就不用怕，也不用怎么样，我们就要去做，就会成功的。但是呢，我们有很多负面的想法，或是行为，或是习气，那怎么办呢？所以有戒律，有净恨品，还有很多这些法，让我们可以代替这些负面的想法念头，用这些发愿，念经念咒，念圣号，忏悔回向，这些都可以，这些都是让我们走向成佛的路。有没有问题？还有三分钟，两分钟。所以我希望以后如果有其他人像我 either 是害羞或者是担心怕丑或者是就是不喜欢再上来练习讲法的话，希望你们也可以也可以多多的上来。然后因为我也要confess 说我以前讲话我都会先去准备很多资料，然后打出来，然后上来读，所以就是比较死板，所以今天我就是一方面是没有时间准备 anyway， 那另外一方面我就是想那一天听到张福林居士他说上人就是说不能带笔记，我还是有带半张纸刚刚写的，但是呢我希望慢慢可以减少，到不用带笔记，那还是可以继续讲下去。要不然我以前有过这个经验，就是上台不是在这里，是在法大，然后呢不能开口，所以我就在那里入定了，不是入定就是坐在那里。 OK， 时间到了，阿弥陀佛。